Investigators on New York's Long Island say they've solved a 41-year-old cold case thanks to new DNA technology. Richard Bilodeau is being charged with the murder of Teresa Fusco.
Now 63, Bilodeau in 1984 was a 23-year-old living with his grandparents near the victim's family in Lynbrook. He became a person of interest last year with the help of genetic genealogy and Othram, the lab police credit with breakthroughs in the Gilgo Beach serial killings and the Idaho College murders. Last February, investigators tailed him to a smoothie store where prosecutors say they recovered his DNA from the discarded cup and straw.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. And Nestle now says it's laying off about 16,000 of its workers as part of a restructuring effort. The food giant says the cuts will take place over the next 2 years. Nestle is the company behind Nescafe, a variety of pet food, and Kit Kat bars. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. A confrontation at a Brewers game in Milwaukee where a woman threatened to call ICE on a Dodgers fan has gone viral, resulting in the woman's job loss. Ricardo Fasato, a Dodgers fan and a military veteran, recorded the incident. He said it all started with just a bit of banter between fans as the Dodgers took a 3-1 lead. He said it escalated when one woman took it too far, saying, quote, "You know what? Let's call ICE." To which Fasato responded, "He's a citizen and two-war veteran." She then appeared to swing at the camera. Fasato admitted to calling the woman an expletive off-camera, after which security removed him from the stadium. WISN 12 reports the woman is a Milwaukee attorney who has since been terminated. She also resigned from her role on the board of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The video has since been viewed over 2 million times on social media. The Wisconsin Economic Summit opened in Green Bay this week. More than 400 people are expected to attend the two-day event at the KI Convention Center. It's a chance for the statewide business community to come together to discuss opportunities and current challenges they're facing. A topic of concern, the ongoing government shutdown, now in its third week. Economists and business leaders say they're feeling the direct impact of the shutdown on the financial sector. They say it's limiting their ability to get a grant, funding, or even a loan, not just to start something new, but to keep their doors open. One local Green Bay business has given up that fight. Strew's Pharmacy, a community staple for decades, is closing its doors as a community pharmacy. Strew CEO Nicole Schreiner says forcing people to mail order or use an out-of-town pharmacy that doesn't know them by name or their background is a sad thing. She says pharmacy reimbursement managers, the middleman between pharmacies and insurance companies, reimbursing numerous prescriptions below cost is at the core of the issue. That underpayment forces pharmacies to operate at a loss and eventually close. Strews will remain open for long-term care patients, at home or in assisted living facilities, as they've done for the last 70 years. If you're one of the many who enjoy popping into Strews to check out their latest aromatherapy products or vitamin supplements, your last day to do that will be November 30th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Game three for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Terang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out. And we got a good group of guys and we've fought all year. So I think heading to LA, I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers, Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. Seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate. So obviously it's tough. But that being said, we got to take it upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4, and it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few late day showers can't be ruled out on this Thursday. Light east to southeast winds and highs in the lower 60s. Showers look more likely for the overnight. Cloudy skies, lows in the mid 50s, lower 70s for highs on Friday. Right now it's 58.
Lost your love. Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you, she's there. she loves you, and you know you should be glad. Ooh, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Gearing up for the Linda Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer Theater October 24th. Get tickets at meyertheater.org or win them right here on WGBW.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run?
Your alarm clock to us, 97.9 WGBW. 97.9
I'm not afraid to die. talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy.
The Rosemary Goes. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I love to garden, so I agree. I love planting. I planted some rosemary, which is supposed to come back year after year, and it did not this year. So I don't know what I've done. I've killed a perennial, so must be doing really, really well with my gardening.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Missing Lou Rougani and the music of the stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for local news and timeless hits, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th. Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. Anytime you tune in and you're thinking, oh, I know who sings this, but what's the name of the song? What is this? You can always check every single song. It'll tell you right there at WGBW.fm.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do, how I fell in love with you.
Now you love me too.
7.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning people to be on the lookout for healthcare scams as open enrollment season gets underway. Agency officials say scammers will contact people during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help find the best deal for their healthcare. The scammers then request personal information, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials tell people to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. Clintonville police have called in the big guns for a challenge that has police departments across the state in a friendly competition. They're boasting they're the only department with a celebrity endorsement. Police in Clintonville brought in hometown boy and former WBAY news anchor Bill Jartz for reinforcement. The departments are raising money for the Police Lights of Christmas campaign. The program helps provide gifts for families in need during the holiday season. So far, Clintonville is in the lead with $4,000, but the Pulaski Police Department is right on their heels at $3,900. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to keep an eye out for deer at this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decreases. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. Several counties in our neck of the woods rank among the state's highest for deer crashes. Outagamie and Manitowoc counties topped the list last year. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few late day showers can't be ruled out on this Thursday. Light east to southeast winds and highs in the lower 60s. Showers look more likely for the overnight. Cloudy skies, lows in the mid 50s. Lower 70s for highs on Friday. Right now, it's 58.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. The sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl
this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Big breaking news. I don't know if you've heard. Apple TV Plus is rebranding. They're losing the plus. It's just going to be Apple TV. I think we would have figured that out. Probably didn't need a press release.
Just to fall.
have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. Coming up on Sunday morning starting at 10. Always on point about the local real estate market with Kristen Ambos right here on 97.9 WGBW.
Bedtime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone. Forget the day, a day of
uptight time,
baby, chase it away,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
the night
and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby, I got plans. Nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the
nighttime.
Forget the day.
Forget the day.
A day of uptight time.
Uptight time.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation. Time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Save me.
For the night time,
to forget the day,
day of
uptight
time,
baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
the time to
groove. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you.
Oldies and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. A few more left of the farmers markets on Washington Street. Those are the Saturday morning farmers markets from 7 until noon. They last until October 25th. So if you've been meaning to get there and you haven't yet, you have this Saturday and then one more.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 FM.
all right, and it's going to be all right on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW. Game 3 going to be all right for the Brewers in L.A. tonight. Mike Clemens has more sports coming up at 2.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
News, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
Oh,
news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, going to hand things over to Eric Westfall. He's coming in next, and you have a great afternoon.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and President Trump threatening to, quote, go in and kill Hamas members, he says, if Hamas continues to kill people in Gaza. That after recent video surfaced showing Hamas-linked gunmen appearing to carry out public executions. ABC's Ian Pannell has more.
There are a number of issues that have emerged. One is disarming Hamas. The militants have been reasserting their control in the parts of Gaza that the IDF has withdrawn from against other armed groups, some of them organized based around clans, family clans, others criminals. Elements, but their methods have sometimes been violent.
Israel's also accusing Hamas of failing to return all deceased hostages. President Trump held a phone call today with Russia's Vladimir Putin about ending the war in Ukraine, saying the two will meet in Hungary without giving a date. Tomorrow, the president meets with Ukraine's leader at the White House. Senate lawmakers could take up a procedural vote on a measure to fund military pay for a year. It comes after a 10th vote to end the government shutdown failed. This is ABC News. As protests against the Trump administration immigration policies grow, more law enforcement agencies are partnering with ICE to assist in picking up and detaining undocumented migrants. ABC's